Radio Row.
I know.
We were supposed to hear from Microphone Johnson at this time, but Microphone's keeper has up and left. We don't know where
he is. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
It's right here, and it's ready to go, but I don't know how it fires.
All right, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, Microphone Johnson has made various appearances before on our show in the Hardline. We were at Media Day the other day, and we ran into Microphone, and he still wants to be a reporter in this business. And so we gave him a microphone, and we said, okay, if you interview a player and it's decent, we'll put it on the air. So he turned this in to us the other day. This is Microphone Johnson at Saints Media Day. Do we know what player he talked to?
Yes, it was Jeremy Parnell, number 79, a very large individual.
All right, keep in mind, Microphone Johnson, formerly a Mrs. Baird's delivery truck driver, still wants to get in the radio business. Let's see how he did.
Check 1, 2. Microphone Johnson here at the Super Bowl interviewing some New Orleans Saints. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. I'm just down here enjoying my time here. And
I didn't really ask about that. All right, we're going to do a little Super Bowl history quiz. See how well you know your Super Bowl.
Oh, man. I'm a fail this test.
Jeremy, how tall a guy are you?
I'm 6'7", 305.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
You can kick my lily white ass, that's for sure. All right. What drunken quarterback from Super Bowl III saw more tail than a seat on a public bus?
I don't know. Super Bowl III?
Super Bowl III. Did you know that the numbers went down that low?
I knew they went down that low, but I ain't know. I don't even think the guy was born back then. Who? Johnny United?
No, I'm looking for Joe Namath.
Joe Namath. Oh, okay.
We're continuing here with number 79 for the New Orleans Saints. What famous defense was known as the Steel Meat Curtain?
Oh, that's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is correct. We will accept that answer. How many black quarterbacks have been in the Super Bowl?
Three.
Name them.
McNabb, yeah, that's one. The dude from what's his name, man? I forgot.
Oh no.
Eli Manning?
Nah. Nah, what's his name? Oh my goodness. I forgot his name. First one. I wanna say Warren Moon. Hey, Super Bowl. The dude from the Redskins.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know his name.
Doug Williams.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But I think that's all. I think there's only two, not three.
Dang.
You think we'd let that many brothers play quarterback in the Super Bowl? All right. What is the first thing that comes to mind when I mention the term spread offense?
Michael Vick and Percy Harvin. That's a hell of a combination.
See, when I hear spread offense, I think of this little Mexican chick I got coming in every Thursday doing my laundry. But
God.
We're continuing on here. Number 79 answering the Super Bowl history question.
God.
Who was Roger Staubach?
Staubach? I thought it was Staubach. I didn't know that's a Dallas quarterback, right?
That's correct. Very good. That's right. Now he's Tom Leppard's bitch. All right. What percentage of Super Bowl players have farted during play?
Everybody.
You plan on doing that?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, just go with it. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. Go with the flow with it. I mean, it happens. It's natural. It's nature.
All right. And finally, which uterus has produced two NFL quarterbacks and been fouled by a third?
God.
Which uterus? I'm going to say the Mannings.
That is correct. Mrs. Manning is the correct answer there. And finally, how are you doing now? You doing pretty good?
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you like potatoes?
I love potato chips.
All right. Well, I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. You take care and stay hard.
Boy, his interview skills are no better.
No.
Really not any better.
Funny, though.
All right. I'm a little disturbed by, what was his name, the player? Number 79?
Jeremy Parnell.
By his lack of NFL history knowledge. Yeah. Doug Williams, shouldn't every black player in the NFL, shouldn't every player in the NFL know the only black quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl?
I'm telling you, these players, they don't know much of history.
And they don't really know. Couldn't come up with Joe Namath, the most famous guarantee in Super Bowl history? They couldn't come up with that?
No.
Wow.
He did come up with the Manning's uterus.
Yeah, he came up with Manning's uterus. But do these guys really need to know that history? I mean, why are we so offended by that? I'm in radio, and I don't know a whole lot about the radio greats or anything like that.
See, I feel like I do, and I feel like it's a richer experience for me.
Sounds gay.
No, I think you do need to know.
If you make
about
it to the
past.
NFL, you should know it. You should know some history. It's an outline of NFL history.
Yeah, but history that predates you.
You should know who Roger Staubach is.
Why, though?
So we should know nothing about World War II history or how this country was settled.
Well, that's cultural. I think that's not pop culture history.
But like Junior said, it makes it a richer experience. And it brings another definition to the Super Bowl that you're now playing in.
Wow,
sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Johnny Unitas, okay. Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw. I'm following these greats.
I agree with you on that, but he's only robbing himself. This player is only robbing himself of it.
Well,
But we act like it's offensive that these guys don't know this stuff that came before
them. It's disturbing.
It's offensive to us because we treasure that history.
Right.
But for him, yes, it would be advantageous for him to learn a little bit about history. All these guys.
By the way,
a little bit.
Steve McNair is the other black quarterback.
He was?
Oh, there was third. Okay, there was third.
Oh.
All right, 8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What? I hadn't heard. Yeah.